Over the next few months, sailors throughout the Navy's fleet can expect to see new consequences when they violate the service's cybersecurity policies. Troy Johnson is the director of the newly established Navy Cybersecurity Division. He tells Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu accountability measures are one element of what the Navy's doing to drive home the fact that cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility.
We have a communications plan that we've developed along with the folks here at the Chief Naval Information that breaks our messaging down between what the Navy is doing to make cybersecurity more of a resourcing and organizing principle and also what you should do differently as a Navy person. And they're broken out like that. And so we are busy kind of sending messages downrange, if you want, you know, to use military terminology, from a messaging perspective and also from an accountability perspective. In fact, most of the stress at this point from the Secretary of Defense staff level and from U.S. Cyber Command level is more about the human component of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. I think we've all kind of realized at about the same time that, you know, you can feel great technology all day long, but in the end it still ends up with somebody clicking something or somebody plugging in their phone to charge it or somebody doing something they're not supposed to do, and it obviates, you know, or skips over all the great technology that you fielded. So getting folks to consider themselves part of the front lines and consider themselves all as cyber warriors in some sense is a thing that we're pushing through communications right now and soon probably through accountability measures, which are still in design, to be honest. I'll give you an example. If a person shows up late for a watch, shows up late for work, if you will, three times over the span of 2 weeks, Navy leaders know what to do about that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a range of things to do. Different commanders, some commanders are stricter than others. But essentially, we know what the range of possible consequences or sanctions are for that kind of behavior. If somebody maybe shows up at a club that's off limits or something, you know, it's been declared off limits by the base commander, and has discovered, we kind of know what to do about that. But for cyber, if somebody plugs up their phone, you know, to charge it, and then that puts some malware on the Navy system, how bad is that? I mean, what does that mean from an accountability perspective? What does that mean? What should we do? So we're in the process of kind of designing, you know, template accountability guides that commanders can use. So it's a combination of getting the word out to let everybody know this is a big deal, and then also taking accountability where it makes sense, you know, in a proportional manner, in a manner that makes sense. And we're sending messages on the first to make it clear to everybody, you know, to fair warning, so to speak, that this is a big deal and that accountability measures will come in where we need them. And then we're also, you know, designing the at least templates for those accountability measures.
So the messaging to the fleet, if you had to condense it down to 30 seconds or so, what's the overarching message that you're trying to send to people right now?
Don't be the guy that lets the bad guys in. Mm-hmm. That's basically what we're trying to get at. It reminds me of a commercial. I don't know, the tagline was "Want to get away," but it was about some gal's at her computer in an office, and she clicks on something, and then suddenly she starts hearing this malware pop up on computers all over the office, and so now she wants to she wants to leave. So the tagline was "Want to get away." So you just don't want to be that person. You don't want to be the person who does the thing you're not supposed to do on the network, and lets the badness in. Lets the malware in, lets the intrusion in, which can be malicious or not. That's not really the point. The point is you don't want to be the person that lets it in. So everyone has, it's really very akin to the old OPSEC, loose lips sink ships,
right,
kind of approach, which is don't be the person that lets out the secret. In this case, don't be the person that lets the malware in.
Back to your accountability point, I mean, what's kind of the status quo on that right now? If you do let a bad guy in, is it mostly you just get counseling and told not to do that again, or is there any accountability in the fleet right now?
I'd say it's a mix. I'd say it's pretty uneven right now, just because it's so new.
Commander by commander,
It really is kind of personality driven. Some commanders say, well, that's really a big deal to me, and I realize it's a big deal just because of my background and what I know about this, and therefore I'm going to hold this person to account. And then some commanders, you know, not as much. So it's really just a mix right now. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to accelerate the process. I mean, over time, 10 years from now, you won't have that problem. Everybody will know. And Navy commanders will, you know, will do a range of things, but the range will be pretty tight, and we'll take care of it. It's just that we don't want to wait, you know, 10 years for that to come in. We want to accelerate that. We want to have the accountability be much more uniform and much more predictable and expected. And so one way to do that is to make commanders comfortable with what the right range of accountability measures are for different things on the network, for different cyber things.
And if there is that degree of variability today, it seems to me like part of your job has to be to communicate to commanders, this is important to the CNO.
Exactly. Exactly right. So we're working on that as well. That's part of our plan as well. So we're communicating to leaders, we're communicating to users, and we're communicating to the people who do this as a living. You're called different things around the DoD right now. They're providers, or they're cybersecurity workforce, or whatever it is. So, but we're communicating to them as an audience as well. The people who scan and patch, for instance, the people who change passwords, the people who create accounts, the people who get rid of accounts, the people who review logs, all those kind of things that cybersecurity people are supposed to do. We're communicating to them as well about the importance of their job and how they need to do it as if they're working on a weapon system. Same thing.
As you went through that whole one-year sort of assessment process during Task Force Cyber Awakening, as you kind of racked and stacked and cataloged all your vulnerabilities, how much of it really was just that human element, people doing dumb stuff versus, you know, misconfigurations, whatever?
I'd say it's a mix. I don't think we have good stats right now on the level of accountability across the whole Navy. We don't have systematic statistics like we do for most everything else.
Yeah.
So it's difficult to say. A lot of our evidence is anecdotal. And I will say, too, that for every person we find that's doing something that they shouldn't be doing, we find people that are doing stuff that goes above and beyond what they're currently asked to do from a security perspective that makes things better. And so we're encouraged by those things. So we're trying to account for the one and get accountability measures in for the one while encouraging the other. But there are a lot of people out there doing what we ask them to do, plus, which is a good thing. And then we have to. I don't think there's malice in the measures people are taking that we don't want them to do. I just think it's a lack of awareness on their part. I think they figure it's just technology, just like at home.
Yeah.
So they just plug stuff up, or they just do stuff that they can do at home, and it seems okay, you know, to them. And so we just have to start sending the message that it's the Navy network, and it's not okay.
Yeah. I know you said you're still in the process of drawing up those accountability templates, but do you have a sense of when people should start to expect to see accountability when they do things wrong, even when no malice is involved, as you said?
I would say, I guess, as far as I'd want to go, is probably say it's on the order of months instead of years. So, you know, in some few months, I would say. Difficult to put a finger on because it's a big organization. Sometimes it takes a while to get stuff out, but I would say on the order of months.